The smoke from the campfire has made its way as far as the East Coast, but it is especially concentrated here in the Bay Area. Spare the Air alert has been extended all the way through Friday. The fine particulate matter in the smoke can be particularly rough on the elderly, children, and people with respiratory illnesses. We're going to talk a little bit more on how to protect yourself from the lingering smoke. We are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline with a respiratory therapist at Marin General Hospital, Paige Brown Kelly. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. I've been hearing a lot of this, my friends' discussions. If you're a healthy adult, spare the air alert. Do you really hurt yourself if you go for a walk or for a run in the Bay Area today?
Well, the most important thing everybody should be watching right now is the air quality index. And anything that's over 100 is concerning. But when it gets as high as it is in the Bay Area, where it's reaching the 150, 170, for you and I, that's like we're smoking 7 cigarettes a day. That's what we're being exposed to when we're outside.
Wow, that puts things in perspective. Let's talk about what we can do. The masks, do they make a difference?
They do. You just have to make sure that you get the generic name is N95, Nancy 95. These are the recommended masks to wear, and what that means is they will filter 95% of the particulates in the air. So it's important that they have a good fit. They should have two straps, and the bridge piece should fit on the tip of your nose and the end of the mask right below your chin. And make sure when you put it on that you wash your hands. And taking it off is very important, too. Make sure that when you take it off, you tip your head over and away from your face so you don't breathe in the particulates on the mask.
In terms of making sure the smoke doesn't get into your home, I've heard in cars, keep the setting on recirculating the air instead of sucking new air into your car. But let's say you live in a house that doesn't have air conditioning or, they don't have that setting for recirculate. What can you really do?
Oh, that's such a good question. I mean, the most important, even if, we're lucky that the temperatures are dropping a little bit, because it's important to keep your windows closed at this time and to make sure that you're not vacuuming your house and, of course, not burning candles or smoking inside the house. This is really important. And why we have time to prepare and why we're learning so much, people should look into getting HEPA, and that's HEPA filters, both for your vacuum cleaner and the filters in your house. And that's the best you could do just to circulate and filter those particulates out of the air at the home.
Before we let you go, tell us a little bit about what we should be looking for in terms of symptoms of some serious enough issues that would warrant a visit to the doctor, for example.
Yes. Well, the common ones are, the fatigue and the headache, and the shortness of breath is where it gets very concerning. So if people have pre-existing conditions, they need to know where their medications are and make sure that they're ready to use and be in communication with your doctor. But for people who aren't used to having respiratory symptoms and now they're experiencing something, they should, and I have worked with asthmatics for years, is remember that your breathing technique is extremely important. Breathe slow. Make sure you exhale completely, kind of inhale to one, exhale to two. And that way the air, the old saying, you get the good air in and the bad air out. Slow your breathing down. This will help relax you, and it'll help you oxygenate and get your body what it needs. But now, get in touch with your doctor if you have symptoms and find out where your closest emergency room is.
Well, thank you very much for all that great information. We've been speaking with Paige Brown Kelly, a respiratory therapist at Marin General Hospital.